I'm not a fan of this thing called daylight savings time. I'm one of those people that's infected and affected by the reasons why we spring forward and we fall back. We gain sleep, we lose sleep. To me, it's more than that. It's the atmosphere that changes around us. The day before you had all of this light, the next day you're back in darkness. And your mind is going, something's not right, something's not right. And I've done the thing where you got to turn the light on beside you when you're being creative. Like in this studio here, I have so many lights on in this studio because it has to be bright. It has to have energy to it. If it was a normally lit room, I'd be going totally insane in here. Because what we do through creativity has got to go through these speakers or go through that canvas, go through that food that you prepare, and it's going to be received by somebody that needed that moment of positive energy. Hey, it's Arrow. I'm a daily writer. From those daily pages came my very first published book, One Man's 1,021 Thoughts. This is your daily ray of light. Today, I thought we would go back to March 7th, the year 2001, a piece titled Babysitting. And obviously, this dude must have been going through daylight savings time. The damn sun is up. I'm writing through shadows. It's screwing with my brain. It's like reverb, but with handwriting. Every move made is copied within the shadow. It's like I'm talking in a giant stadium and the words are shot back to me by the use of an echo. Then I start laughing inside. It's nice to know the creative self is smiling. This is why I enjoy being the biggest screw up on the planet. It allows me to bend every written rule. Heck yeah, it kind of upsets me. Because you know what? I just got to get over it. I don't know how my wife even puts up with me. How did my parents put up with me? Because I didn't just turn on the switch and suddenly I became creative or spiritual in my living way. I had to become who it is that I have become. And I'm no different than anybody else. Who you are in this moment required everything before this moment so that when you get into tomorrow, you're going to become whatever that moment has prepared for you. Daylight savings time is not a great place for me to stand, nor is it a place for me to sit here and go, oh my God, we are 3 days away from it. I'm going to be freaking out. I'm totally setting myself up. And I think sometimes that we are guilty of living out life before it arrives. And what I mean by that is that I know on Sunday what has to be done, but in my mind, which is very addicted to time, it's already thinking, I'm losing an hour of sleep. I'm going to be an hour behind starting this coming Sunday. And then Monday, I'm going to be an hour behind because I didn't get that hour back on Sunday. And so for the next week or so, I'm always going to be an hour behind. Now, this is coming from somebody who believes that 3 hours early is 6 hours too late. That is my biggest weakness. But when it comes to time management, I love being so much on time that when things knock me off time, it plays with my head and heart. So really, it's the atmosphere around us. What is presently in your now? No. Not this Sunday when we change the clocks. Not this fall when we bring back the clocks. What is your awareness of the atmosphere of where you presently stand? Now, when I first jumped into this, right away I started getting a little bit of PTSD action going on because I do fear the changing of the clocks. But the sun was so bright in the forest outside these studio windows that I actually stopped, walked out of the room, and went out into the forest so I could experience the rising of that sun. In other words, my atmosphere around me knew that I was going to be doing some really bad talk today about time. But I stepped out in that forest and I saw that sun and got a new energy about what was happening inside my present place of standing, no longer thinking about what was going to be taking place this coming Sunday. We are so guilty about living things out in the future. Like, for instance, your boss man comes up to you and says, hey, can I meet with you at 12 noon today? And it's only 8 o'clock in the morning. The next 4 hours of your life are going to be shot because you're not going to know what your boss wants. And that's what I hate about those that make decisions, is that they won't tell you what's going on, but you'll spend the next 4 hours assuming what's going on, only to learn, hey, I just wanted to take the time to congratulate you on putting in, you know, some good elbow grease in your job. You're doing fine. What? You're never getting those 4 hours back. You got to pull yourself back from the future. Quit trying to write your storyline. You're not writing a movie here. You're living life. Get back in the present and pay attention to how that sun is rising, or the squirrels that are jumping in between the limbs and the leaves, or the deer that are walking on the ground, or the cars that are going by you. Get back in the present and be present in your presence of now. Don't go into the future. It's going to get here before you know it. And when it gets here, you're going to be so dang disappointed because it wasn't played out the way you thought it should be. I'm Arrow, and that's your Daily Ray of Light.